Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Drinkers, we are back and we are recording this a little earlier in the week just because of the Thanksgiving holiday, where of course the Lions play their famous game at noon, 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern, and this time they will be hosting the mighty Buffalo Bills, who actually just played in Detroit because they had their game moved from Buffalo due to 6 feet of snow in Buffalo. If you saw the snow in Buffalo, it probably was justified to move the game. As cool as it would have been to see them play in 6 feet of snow.
I think they're wimps. They should have played in it.
That just would have been otherworldly. I don't even know. Like,
it's perfect football weather. I don't know what the problem is.
They like had to like literally build a maze. But anyways, we'll get into all that in a moment. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew. We got Connor.
Yo.
Red Dog.
Yo.
Bob.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
And UJ.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Welcome back.
All right, gentlemen. So the Lions, 9-point underdogs.
What?
Even after a 3-game winning streak, hosting the Buffalo Bills this week. The Bills, 7-3. Preseason favorites out, at least in Vegas, to win the Super Bowl this year. Josh Allen, of course, their quarterback. 21 touchdowns on the season, but 10 interceptions. He leads the league in interceptions. And he's a runner. He's that running quarterback that we love to talk about with those Lions defense. He's their leading rusher on the team. He's ran the ball 71 times for 483 yards. And of course, they have a pretty good wide receiving core. And Stephon Diggs, who has over 1,000 yards this year. Then there's Gabriel Davis, who can go off at any moment. Isaiah McKenzie is their other wide receiver. Then they have a few others mixed in there. Dawson Knox is their tight end. That's like a third down guy for Josh Allen. And then on defense, I don't know where Gregory Rousseau stands. He's their best rusher off the edge besides Von Miller. But he's been hurt. I don't know if he'll be playing this game. They have Jordan Poyer, and Matt Milano at linebacker, Tremaine Edmonds, who has also been hurt at linebacker. So they were decent defense, led by, Sean McDermott, their head coach, who came from Carolina, and they've been very consistent. They just can't win the big game. And at least for the Lions, this is a big game this week. And we have a lot of momentum coming to this game. The Lions are kind of the road team, actually, because Buffalo was already in Detroit, and now the Lions are coming from New York.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite. The Buffalo should have been coming from New York, and the Lions should have been the Detroit.
Did they just stay? Does anyone know that? Did they just stay in Detroit?
I don't know. Maybe our producer will have to look that up while we continue to talk.
I hope they
here.
Did, and we made it really comfortable. We wanted them to relax, gave them all, like, chairs, like, make sure they weren't, like, thinking about distractions.
Yeah.
Sending, like, booze, the girls. Get comfy, guys.
It was they did take the visitors' locker room, I know, so they get used to it for next week. I do know they did that. Unclear to me if they have stayed in Detroit or not. But nonetheless, this is a big matchup for the Lions. A really tough test, obviously, because the Bills, I mean, even the games they've lost, they've all been really close. So it's not like, they've been beaten up by any chance. Like, for instance, their first loss of the season was 21-19 to the Dolphins. That was a 2-point loss in which they had 40 more plays on offense than the Dolphins, but somehow just couldn't punch it in at the end. They lost by 3 to the Jets. And lost in overtime in a wild game to the Vikings that we briefly discussed last week, 33-30. So they've lost by combined 8 points in their three losses and have blown out the likes of the Rams, the Titans, the Steelers. They beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. So they know they're working. They're coming off a 31-23 win in Detroit against the Browns. So the Lions definitely have what can the Lions do that they haven't done yet to rein in Josh Allen here? Because it's about keeping him in the pocket. It's as hard as that is, believe, with his throwing prowess. But it's I'd rather him beat us with his arm than his feet. Would you guys agree?
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
But, you know, but we've kind of
good about this.
We've kind of worked on that, though. I mean, after the early season horrors of running quarterbacks, we've done better lately. So it doesn't scare me as much as it did early in the season. So, no, I'm not that worried about it.
Fields' legs were more dangerous, and I mean, we did give up one home run, but I don't see him putting up that kind of yardage. And I think we'll see what we did to Daniel Jones. Like, I'm not as scared of Josh Allen as it on the ground.
Josh Allen has a considerably better arm, though.
It's his arm that concerns me more, in a way. Honestly, that's where on the ground I'm less worried. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Based on how we've shown improvement, and that's all we've seen this season is running quarterbacks. And we've learned that our strategies have evolved. I mean, I think we'll do okay there. I'm worried about him. You know, if I was worried, I'd be worried about him shredding our defense in the pass game.
Yeah, and our producer, Kid Datus, update us. The Bills did fly back to Buffalo, so they will be staying there for 2 days and coming back, which is kind of surprising. But they hardly practiced last week, too. They had, like, a flu going through the team. So they have some issues.
They're probably going to be all jacked from shoveling snow, though.
Yeah. They will be missing AJ Epineza, Gregory Rousseau, two of their top edge rushers, which is nice. And then Edward is a linebacker. It looks like he will not be playing either. But the Lions have their own injury story about, as we mentioned before. Jeff Okuda likely not going to play just due to concussion protocol that the NFL has in place. There's not enough time for him to get to pass it by Thursday. Yeah. Charles Harris probably won't be around. Evan Brown, I don't know. It's probably not looking good for him to play this week with his ankle injury. So we're looking at Dan Skipper again, maybe going in at the right guard position.
Skip, get over here, Skip.
Skip can get it done. I feel good about Skip in there, at least especially in the game.
I love Skipper in there.
Josh Pascal did not practice. Ragnow not practicing, but that's nothing new. Josh Reynolds, who knows when he'll be back. He's not practicing still, and Shark is limited. But Rodrigo and Swift are full participants in practice.
Nice.
I mean, Rodrigo played in the last game, so I think they're working him back with reps. But
yeah,
at least Barnes is getting a chance and doing a pretty decent job.
Yeah.
So far. Filling it. Yeah. Obviously, especially against the
Dolphins.
A couple weeks ago, yeah, a good game.
But yeah, a couple weeks
ago.
Yeah. Is it the Bears?
Who was that?
All the wins are blending in. There's so many
now. Yeah, he played well against the Bears.
Yeah, right.
Didn't do a whole
lot. What was his big game? I thought his big game was against the Dolphins, where he had a sack and had
I think the Dolphins was three games ago. It was one before the Bears.
That was the Packers.
Before we started with
Packers.
Packers. Yes.
Was it the Packers game when
Packers
we went off? Oh, yeah, when he tackled AJ Dillon in the hole.
Rodgers literally throwing off his helmet in that game and stuff. Yeah, that was the one. Thank you.
That's right. That was awesome.
Yeah, the Lions are going to need to figure out what they couldn't against the Bears and try to somehow limit Josh Allen rushing. Because he will run hard and he will bowl over you no matter what. He is a big man. He is, I believe, he's 6'5", 237. So he's a big boy, and he runs like a 4'6", 40. So he will bowl you over. Justin Fields on the lighter side in comparison
to
Josh
Allen. Yeah, but 4'4 speed that can rip off 70-yard touchdowns. I mean, I know he can do it under the right circumstances, but he's not as dangerous in that regard. I don't think so.
But he has a bet he can throw it, which.
Right, no, that's what makes him better. I agree, but.
Yeah. But as I mentioned, he hasn't been quite the same. He's kind of regressed a little bit in terms of his taking care of the ball in some of these big games with 10 interceptions to tie for the lead in the NFL.
All right, our defense is hungry for those interceptions, so bring them on.
So yeah, can the Lions force Allen to make these type of mistakes? I would love to, I think this is that lines up great for like the likes of Kirby Joseph to step up again this week, possibly.
Yeah. And if Lee McNeil keeps playing the way he did this week, then yes, 100,000%. He takes that level of defense to a whole new level the way he played last week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the Lions, I mean, maybe we'll get into this too in our predictions, but are we expecting a shootout for the Lions to win here, or do we think we can jump down like we did the Giants offense?
I don't know. I'm kind of getting pretty confident in this defense right now.
Uh-oh.
And I know. First of all, I do drink a lot of Kool-Aid, okay? And I am an eternal optimist with this team. And when I see him playing this
game. Don't apologize for it, UJ.
I am. I'm sorry. I am, though. But I just apologize again. But what impresses me about the defense right now is we're playing so disciplined. The most disciplined defense I've seen this team play in years. I mean, it's incredible. So they're obviously taking to coaching very well. They're obviously believing now in the system. So it's all coming together. And plus, we do actually have talent on this team, believe it or not. And these guys are actually utilizing their talents. And I think we can do good against this Buffalo team, especially with our ball hawks out there. We're getting this sort of newfound, you know, I mean, Kirby Joseph's our new Dre Bly, I guess. I don't know.
No, just, not Dre Bly.
Well, I don't know. Bly was a ball hawk, though. I'm just Dre talking Bly, about.
He's a cornerback.
Glover Quinn.
I'm just talking about better, as far as being better. A ball hawk. And
Glover Quinn had 6 interceptions.
Anyway.
Lewis Delmas.
No, he'll be better than Lewis.
I like your Bly comparison. I'll take it.
Bly was a great ball hawk, though. Yeah. You say whatever you want. That guy was a ball hawk, man.
Yeah.
One of the best we've
ever
seen.
Did he take people's heads off when he tackled them? Because that's what Kirby Joseph does.
He does it all. That's Benny Blades taking people's
heads
off.
Yeah, now we're talking. Now I'm liking that better.
Hey, but you know what? This team's hitting like they did, like Benny Blades did. I mean, whatever Campbell's preaching to these guys, they're buying it, man. And they're hitting, and they're flying. I mean, they're just literally flying around the field, you know. Confidence. And it's really fun to watch. I mean, sometimes, unfortunately, they're taking each other out of plays with their – but I guess that's part of the price you pay but for playing as violently and as fast as you do. But, I mean, that's why this team's fun to watch right now. And they don't know they're supposed to suck. They're playing great right now, and they're just feeling it. So why not? Fuck, I'd say we dominate this team defensively. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest concern for me, actually, Singletary's been playing a lot better for them recently. But if the Lions can continue what they've been doing in the run game, then the biggest concern for me on this Bills team is probably Gabriel Davis, because he's their speedster. And with Okuda out, it concerns me a little bit who can cover the deep.
Will Harris has got this. Will Harris has got you, Z. He's causing fumbles now. Will Harris to the rescue. Maybe. Someone's got to do it. I mean, who you start? We got Jerry Jacobs, and who's going to fill in for Okuda? I mean, Will Harris or Mike Hughes, and Mike Hughes hasn't been playing good. So I like Will Harris for the job. At least you know he's going to be scrappy.
Yeah. Well, didn't Mike Hughes get released?
Yeah.
No, I think he's still on the team.
No.
The cornerback?
Wait, no. They just released that.
Or then, maybe I didn't hear that. Is it really late news? Like, really recent? I must have missed it.
Yeah.
Because last I heard, they were just talking about him not playing good, so he was benched. So it wouldn't surprise me if he was cut. But, yeah, I mean, no, Will Harris. I love seeing Will Harris lay a smackdown, force the ball out. Like, I love his journey, man. He has stuck around with the Lions. Lions fans should appreciate that, man. He has been grinning it out here for years through some crap.
You're right, though. You got to give him credit, though, because the first couple of years, he was probably the most hated player on this team.
Yeah, that too.
Like, hands down. I don't even think it was close.
Well, he seemed to always get opportunities.
But he's hung
never
in there, man. He's hung in there, kept fighting.
Yeah.
I think Campbell must like that. I mean, they must see that in him, you know? Give him credit. Yeah. Mike Hughes. So, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully they keep it up. I'm the deep ball to Gabus Davis concerns me. That's like probably my biggest concern in this game, because I think we're handling the run pretty decently now. This is a Buffalo team that doesn't run the ball super great. I mean, their best running back is their quarterback, but they'll probably have some design runs, especially in the red zone. And the line just had to be ready to defend that, because I'm sure they'll do some read option stuff. And the Lions have better learned from the Hurts and Fields experience now. They have a lot of experiences here against running quarterbacks. And even Daniel Jones,
I was gonna say, yeah.
The league, or led the team in rushing last week with the Giants.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's the way it's going
these days with some quarterbacks. It's weird.
A couple vicious pops on Allen when he's running might slow him down.
Yeah, but he's taking a lot of hits in his time. He always gets back up.
Yeah, he's a tough dude, man. He's tough.
He's got that size. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. He can get back up all he wants.
He's usually the one that lowers the shoulder.
Right.
This will be a fun game, though. This will be a really fun game, because I don't think a lot of people are expecting a lot out of the Lions on Thanksgiving. I think we're going to give them a lot of hell, and people are going to be walking away from this game saying, Lions?
That'll be awesome.
I don't know if you guys ever watched like Chris Berman do his like Lions recaps on like NFL primetime. It used to be on ESPN, now it's on ESPN Plus. But and he always during his highlight when the Lions are like doing something positive, he's like, and it's touchdown, Lions. like he's always surprised by something positive.
It's condescending, and I don't like it.
No, yeah. Well, he's been in the business 40 years.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's been around for
one playoff time.
Oh, I'm just
playoff game.
He might just be surprised.
Never earned this.
But he's reading on his page, Ryan. He's confused.
Yeah, exactly. It always gives me a chuckle.
The Lions have always been good and don't deserve the disrespect.
Before we get into our predictions, we're actually going to turn it over really quick to spilling the blue Kool-Aid with Lady Lions. And I made a mistake. I think AJ Parker got released and Mike Hughes has not been released.
Parker, okay.
Mike Hughes and family.
Welcome to the pod if you want to come on to a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now we're gonna turn it over briefly to the Lady Lions and spilling the blue Kool-Aid.
Thanks, Big Z and Kool-Aid crew, and hello, Lions fans. This is the Lady Lions. We're here with Little G.
Hello, everybody.
And J-Dog, that's me. How exciting is it right now to be Lions fans?
It is just it for the first time in what feels like a while. We've been happy for 3 weeks in a row, and it doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon.
And 3 weeks of happiness, it seems unheard of in our fandom. But
it does.
It was a strange feeling. I feel like there was a part of the game today where I was just like, we're going to win. And it's not even like I didn't feel like my heart was going to stop at the end where it was like, we're going to win. But it's like, with like a last minute miracle, you know, whatever, pulling out all the stops, it was like, we're just going to like win this game.
Yeah.
Like, this is just what's happening. We're winning this game.
Yeah. I was talking with my dad and it's like, that's the most comfortable I felt watching a Lions game in a very long time. Just like, I just had fun watching. My heart wasn't racing too much and we just did what we were supposed to do.
It's sad because I felt comfortably uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like as a Lions fan, you're like, okay, so like, when's it going to go wrong? Like, I don't want it to go wrong, but I'm just like, I'm always semi preparing myself for like, to recover from something that hurts. Like, you know, like some stupid Hail Mary or, you know, a call that really like lost us a touchdown or, you know, whatever, all those key moments that like, as a Lions fan, you have in your brain that like, you're getting down to like 4 minutes and you're like, there's no way they can win. But like, what if something freaky happened? Or like, I don't know.
Well, it comes from years and years and years and years of disappointment. And
true.
But the tides are turning.
The tides are turning.
J-Dog.
And you know what? I do think we need to, you know, remember our Kool-Aid, you know, our Kool-Aid crew of like UJ and Bob, like, they have been really sticking with it this year with just like stay the course. Like they've been in longer than we have and they have not lost the hope. And I have to say, like, their Kool-Aid this year has been really inspiring. It's something that's definitely inspired my watching.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so big game. Quick thing, like favorite part of the game for you. Just quick, like what was your favorite part of the game, little G?
My favorite part of the game today was Aiden Hutchinson's interception. That guy, I mean, I'm a big Michigan fan. I've been watching him forever, and I am just so happy to see him coming into his own now, and he's tearing it up, and I think he has a real shot at Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Heck yes. I mean, we got him. He's an impact player. I mean,
yeah, 100%. Someone we've been looking for years.
And I do truly love his connection to Michigan.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how, you know, anyone who's ever played a sport before, like, there's something to represent, like, your home, like, right? You're representing. Mm-hmm. I always loved, you know, I played volleyball competitively. I always loved playing with my school over, like, a club team. Like, you're playing for your home. Like, you're playing for people you represent, you know?
Right.
And I feel like that's him and the Lions. Like, this is the team he grew up with.
Yeah.
Like, and to get to do this on his team, I mean, how special is that in the NFL?
Oh,
just cool.
I just love him. Love him. Awesome. How about you, J-Dog?
I just love seeing my guy Jamal in the end zone. Oh, I mean, yes. I just feel like that guy radiates positivity and light. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds so silly.
He does.
As you, like, if you follow him on Instagram, Good Eats J-Man, like, I mean, he is just happiness. He's bubbly. He's goofy. He's weird. I feel like he'd fit in with our family. I don't know about you. Like, he just is happy. Like, you can see the joy in football with him, and seeing him get in the end zone, seeing him come up, like, to be with the likes of Barry Sanders and still, you know, he's on our team. Like, I don't know. That makes me really happy. That today made me really happy.
Yeah, he for continues sure to get better and better.
Oh, so good to see. Okay. All right. Big thing for the Lady Lions is obviously the content that we see. From not only the players, but we love following their wives because it gives us that full picture of our favorite team and our players and what their home life looks like and who's supporting them. So let's talk about our post of the weekend.
So this weekend was big because we were having trouble deciding who should win because we're getting a lot of good content, especially with these wins and these new babies on the O-line.
Yes!
So J-Dog, who... We have a special thing, a tie. Who tied this week for our post of the week weekend?
All right. So it has to go. The tie goes between Isabella Ford, which is Penei Sewell's girlfriend, and his new little cutie, Malachi, maybe a future O-lineman for the Detroit Lions. And Kendra's Kitchen, who is Taylor Decker's wife and his little daughter, Daisy Decker. Both moms posted their little cuties in Detroit Lions gear after the win, saying they were celebrating the Lions win. It truly feels like, of course, like, you know, babies change everything, but it also gives these players something even more to look forward to and to come home and celebrate with their little guys. And I think we've kind of talked about this before we came on. The more offensive line babies, the better. So the rest of the O-line needs to get to it.
Yep, because we've only seen play and wins increase since the kids have increased. So we are very happy for those two families, and we hope the posts keep coming as well.
Absolutely. So good job. Keep the posts coming. Cute babies and Lions victories. What else can you want from social media?
Seriously, that's why we're on
it. I don't know. And we are going to say we have an honorable mention, runner-up. Not a baby post, but the Ragnows, Frank Ragnow and Lucy Ragnow is his wife. They are always posting and they just seem like very committed to the team. And she posted that she was proud of the team today and like how much they love this team. And I just think that's the kind of, you know, positivity and togetherness this team seems like they emanate. Like they are here to support each other, which is really awesome.
Yes, for sure. Thank you, Lucy, for your post as well.
Yes. Okay. So the next thing we need to talk about is Little G is on the quest right now to find her new favorite player after Hockenson has left the team. So we are going to do a quick rose ceremony. Little G, first, quickly give us your players that you have on your list of potential favorite players.
Okay, so since we have 7 games left, we have 8 players left, and I have to eliminate one today. So I'll give you the 8 players that are left are Jared Goff, Aiden Hutchinson, Kirby Joseph, Rodrigo, Jeff Okuda, Jack Fox, Penei Sewell, and DeAndre Swift.
Okay, that's a fantastic list.
I know. This is going to be hard.
I think it's going to be really hard. So right now, I just want you to tell me. Don't tell me ever who gets the rose. Just tell me the person who, unfortunately, will not be receiving a rose from you today. And just a quick reason why.
So as I was telling you before the game, it's hard to eliminate someone after a win of this caliber. But it has to be done because I'm not going to find my favorite player by coddling these guys. So unfortunately, this week, DeAndre Swift is going to have to be not receiving a rose. Now, it's, you know, kind of out of his control, but his injuries are worrying me a little bit. And I think that I would just be too worried all the time if he was my favorite player about his health and his safety. Not that I'm not worried about the rest of them, but he is just seems a little injury prone, and I want the best for him. And I think that we'll only stress each other out as favorite player, favorite fan. So DeAndre, yeah, thank you for your time at this rose ceremony, but I'm unfortunately going to have to move on.
Oh man. Sorry, Swift. That's a rough go. But you know what? At least you have the victory today to console you from this unfortunate loss.
Yes.
but man, all right. Well, that's all right. I get it. But you still have a lot of great people on that list. So
I know
it's going to be really, you know, interesting to see where we go next week.
I know. Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. All right. Well, so that's pretty much all for us today. Thank you, Kool-Aid Crew, for having us on again. Any final thoughts, Lil G?
I am just super excited to go into this Thanksgiving week. And, you know, we have this win and we get to see the Lions play in 4 more days. So we're going to enjoy this win today and then back to work and hopefully come out with another win.
Heck yes. There's nothing better than a Lions Thanksgiving Day win.
Nothing better. So happy Thanksgiving to you all. And I'll leave it to you, J-Dog.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you all. Keep the content coming, both Lions players and Lions wives, Lions ladies. Let's go. Let's support our team. Keep sharing the victory high. And you wanna say it? Let's go.
All right.
One, two, three.
Go Lions!
Woo! Woo!
Wilson, you sent the game-winning email at the buzzer, avoiding a 4:55 meeting on everyone's calendar. How did you do it?
I got a huge assist from Grammarly, an AI writing partner that helped me make my point. And it works everywhere I write. Summarizing a doc only took one click. When everyone uses Grammarly, everything just makes sense.
Go to grammarly.com/podcast to download it for free. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, so thank you to the Lady Lions always for stepping up, especially with their Thanksgiving special.
Yeah. Well done, well done.
So interesting.
Well done, Lady Lion.
Nice.
But now nice it's time.
What's it time for?
For our predictions. So as I mentioned, the Lions, big underdogs this week heading into Buffalo. 9-point or heading as Buffalo heads into Detroit for the annual Thanksgiving game. It's our favorite game of the year every year. And it's the Lions' only primetime game of the year, even though it's not really
primetime. It's going to be at like 9:30 here.
But nonetheless, it's our ever famous predictions for the Lions and 9-point underdogs. And we're going to start with UJ.
Oh, boy, you're starting with me. Boy. Okay. Let's see. All right. 9 points. 9 points. I say we.
Oh, can I forgot to say the over under. Do you know the over under? Can you guess?
No. If I'm going to guess, I'm going to say 49.
Ooh, close. 53.
Okay.
It's 53.
All right, all right. Yep. High. It's high. It's the highest of the week by far.
All right. Well, I think we're going to go over. It would definitely be over. And the 9 points is going to be on our side, not on their side. Okay. We're going to win by at least 9. Let me just say the score right away. I'm going to say 39-28.
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna score a lot. See, the Lions don't know they're supposed to suck in this game. This team just believes right now. They're living in the moment. They're just living it, and they're feeling it. They're living it. They're just playing out of their minds. They're young, they're hungry, and this is gonna be a fun game for them. First time back home in a couple of weeks, and they're gonna have a blast out there, man. They're going to come out just ripping, man. And Allen's going to be struggling. And Buffalo is struggling slightly right now. Let's not lie about that. Okay? They were a dominant team, expected to run the slate this year and all that, but they're seeing a little chink in the armor lately. So, I think the Lions are going to come out just playing, just storming in this game. They're going to give the home crowd something to cheer about. The turkey's going to taste extra good this Thanksgiving. And the Lions are going to run, just kick their ass. Allen's going to, okay. They're going to shut Allen down pretty good, okay? I don't think he gets 40 yards in this game. And he may even get knocked out of the game from getting hit so hard.
Wow.
He might even just quit. Just like, he might just say, I'm not going back in there. He's tired of getting hit. That's what I'm thinking. So whatever the score I said, that's what's going to happen. And we're going to kick some fucking ass in this game on Thanksgiving. Goddamn, that turkey's going to taste so good.
Mm.
All right. That's all I have to say about that.
I like this. The Kool-Aid is flowing in the chat. You can tell. The way we're predicting games is like more ebb and flow. I like it.
Let's go to Red Dog.
All right. Well, I mean, this is the game we're supposed to lose, right? I don't think we're going to. I think we're going to come out and just show what we've been showing, which is just steady, confident, disciplined football, and we're going to handle this team. I think people are going to finally see that what we've been believing and spouting all along is actually true. This team is ready to win now. The early game, or early season hiccups were just the fine tuning of a team, and now I don't see why we can't compete with anybody. We got elite players at the most important positions on this team. I mean, you say what you want about Jared Goff, but he's a good quarterback. And we got elite players that chase the quarterback and elite players that defend the quarterback. And that's what you really need to win in this league. And then everything else, we got skill players. We got enough to get it done everywhere. And I see no reason why we can't take it to this Bills team. I think we're going to show the league that we're the new powerhouse around here. And we're going to dominate this team to a tune of 49-3 with a pity field goal at the end. This defense is going to continue its trend of just being opportunistic. And he's going to be so frustrated. He's not even going to want to come back to the league, like UJ said. It's not only from the hits, from the interceptions. He's just going to get so frustrated by the end of this game. And it's going to be a walk-away, easy victory on Thanksgiving to announce the arrival of the Detroit Lions that we've been predicting all along.
All right, there you go.
All right.
I like it.
I love
it. Let's go to Connor.
But we didn't get the over, unfortunately.
That's all right.
You guys know that video of the De La Salle player where he's like, I think I got my score. that is this team right now. That's this podcast. We're ebbing. The vibes are high. We can all tell that. And I think that's going to carry into this week. And I think the Bills, I'm glad the Bills won last week. So I think they're going to be a little complacent. I think this is going to be a shootout. There's no doubt about that. I think Goff's going to be on his game. He's going to be solid. He's not going to commit any turnovers. I think Hutch is going to continue to grow. I think Kirby is going to have at least one key turnover in this game.
I think we're going to drive down. The golf assance is back on. We're going to get a game-winning field goal from Badgley with 3 seconds remaining in the fourth. 31-28 Lions riding into Thanksgiving. Me and Bob always do fireball shots for every Lions touchdown.
Oh, you guys aren't going to make it to the fourth.
So I'm hoping...
I hope it's my score for you, Connor.
So it's all touchdowns except for the last field goal. That would be awesome. I don't know if my mom would be that, but yeah. So let's say 31-28 Lions.
Love it.
Go.
Love it.
Let's go. All right, Bob.
All right. Yeah, this is going to be an exciting game. I think Lions are going to get on the national map now for real when we win this one. I think that the Buffalo, they are a good team for sure, and not the juggernaut that they were expected to be, but they're still a really good team. So I think they're going to score some points, and but we'll make enough big plays on defense, including Hutch getting a couple of key sacks. So I think we're going to their run defense is pretty good too in Buffalo, but I think we'll expose them here, have a big run game because our offensive line is awesome. So which will open things up for the passing game. So we're going to be putting up some points. We're going to be lighting it up. This is going to be an exciting game for all the fans at home who aren't even Lions fans. They're just going to love this game because it's going to be, we're going to see our stars emerging on the national spotlight. So I'm going to see a big win here for the Lions. Exciting fashion. 38-31 Lions. So it's going to be a big shootout.
Wow.
A lot of action. We're going to win it.
Yeah.
So who's getting all those touchdowns?
Who's getting all those touchdowns? Well, Jamal Williams is going to get a couple more for himself. Swift, he'll be limited again, but he's going to break a 50-yarder. He'll get a touchdown.
I like that.
And then, you know, I don't know what's left there, but Goff will throw a touchdown or two there. So,
TK, maybe?
How about a 20-yard touchdown?
Yeah. Get Amon-Ra in the end zone. There you go.
Ooh, I like that.
We need to start scorecards before we do our Jamal predictions. Williams. Now. He always calls us out of math.
Right.
I'm like,
I didn't realize Jamal Williams tied Barry Sanders for the most.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Still 7 games to go.
I know.
He can five. Yeah.
Yeah, so he could pass that this week.
Outstanding.
How many times the Lions have gotten the ball on the 1 yard line this year? They're like, oh, 1 yard touchdown.
Well, aren't they one of the best in the red zone right now for scoring?
They are, yeah.
I mean, like,
I think only the Titans are better.
Yeah.
And that's a lot to do with Ben Johnson.
That's amazing, though.
Don't you guys love seeing the wide open tight end touchdowns in the end zone? Like, is that not so enjoyable to see for us for once to be doing and not just getting done to us?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Connor, I'm feeling you on the 31-28 prediction. I was actually
let's
do the same thing. I like 31-28, and I think the Lions are going to pull out every bag of tricks they got in terms of offense. I think we're going to see some really interesting trick plays, probably a double reverse pass at some point. I would expect maybe them to pull out that double reverse pass. So what we saw of a la Tom Kennedy to Brock Wright last year, right at the end of the season against the Packers. I expect the Lions pull out some tricks because they know they're underdogs. They know this is a big game for them to get really in that playoff conversation towards the end of the stretch here. I'm just really excited to see the game plan Ben Johnson draws up. But I do think it's going to be quite a shootout. But 31-28, Michael Badgley hits a late game winning field goal. It's going to be a tight one. But
Money Badger.
Yeah. Right.
I'd love to see Badgley score
That's
the winner. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Money Badger.
Money Badger.
Earning his nickname back.
Yeah. I like that one.
Did you guys read that article about him? He was like a star athlete in high school. It's a quarterback and everything. Like won state championships.
But,
so it was interesting.
Really?
Nice.
We should be using him then.
Maybe that's one of the trick plays.
Yeah.
Ooh,
maybe.
Ooh,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we know Jack Fox can throw it too. So.
True.
Just get a requirement maybe of the Lions now is to be a special teamer. You got to be an ex-quarterback.
I think 90% of the players in the NFL were state championship winning quarterback.
Yeah, that's probably a good point.
How many states are there, man?
All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for us here on the podcast, but we want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you to SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast. Always greatly appreciate them. Go check them out. They host the podcast for us. Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. Instagram @DrinkingABlueKool-Aid, Twitter @DrinkingLions, Follow us on there. Let us know your predictions for the Thanksgiving game. And thank you, of course, to our producer,
Kid J.
And thank you, of course, to our Lady Lions for spilling the blue Kool-Aid. Yeah. Our contributors always greatly appreciate them. And we, of course, want to thank on this Thanksgiving week our listeners for listening to the podcast. We are very thankful for you for helping us stick around all these years. And we hope you have been drinking the blue Kool-Aid along with us, because especially on Thanksgiving, it goes down extra smooth, especially for Bob and Connor, it sounds like.
Yes,
it does. Hey, if any listeners have a good mac and cheese recipe, please DM us, because I'm always looking. My sister and I make it every year, and we change the recipe every year.
I love it.
We haven't found it yet.
I want to say I'm thankful for the Lions, too. I mean, first of all, it brings us here together to talk about these guys.
It does do that.
My son and I talked about the Lions that's all we talk about for years and years.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, I just love this team so much. And I know they've been just horrendously bad for years and years and years, but I don't care. I mean, I just love this team. And that day it comes, and I just feel it, man. I feel around to something here. And I think when it comes, man, it's going to be glorious. I mean, just keep the faith, Lions fan. That's all I can say. Just keep the faith. Stay with them, man. Believe. I mean, what does it hurt, man? Just believe. What the hell? Give him a chance. So, I mean, this is right now. This is fun. Let's enjoy it. Don't be gloomy about it. Don't nitpick every little thing. Come on, man. Let's just enjoy this thing. It's going to be great. So
it's like Bill Murray at the end of Scrooge there, man. He's got a tear in my eye here. It's like,
oh, man, I'm sorry, but I love it. I love these guys.
I'm thankful for this podcast.
I never get tired of this team. Love this team.
All right. Anyway. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Have a great holiday. Be safe. Travel well. And we'll be back, reacting to a Lions victory on Thanksgiving.
Really
excited to talk about that.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. And as always, last but not least, as always,
go.
Down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.